bite. The single chair in the room, heavy, high-backed, and almost a throne, was as invisible to him as the few scattered tables that completed the furnishings. Even the white-cloaked man kneeling with barely restrained eagerness on the great sunburst set in the wide planks of the floor had vanished from Niall's mind for the moment, though few would have dismissed him so lightly. Jarrett Beyer had been given time to wash before being brought to Niall, but both his helmet and his breastplate were dulled from travel and battered from use. Dark, deep-set eyes shone with a feverish, urgent light in a face that seemed to have had every spare scrap of flesh boiled away. He wore no sword, none was allowed in Niall's presence, but he seemed poised on the edge of violence, like a hound awaiting the loosing of the leash. Twin fires on long hearths at either end of the room held off the late winter cold. It was a plain soldier's room, really. Everything well made, but nothing extravagant, except for the sunburst. Furnishings came to the audience chamber of the Lord Captain Commander of the Children of the Light with the man who rose to the office. The flaring sun of coined gold had been worn smooth by generations of petitioners, replaced and worn smooth again. Gold enough to buy any estate in Amadicia, and the patent of nobility to go with it. For 10 years, Niall had walked across that gold and never thought of it twice, any more than he thought of the sunburst embroidered across the chest of his white tunic. Gold held little interest for Padron Niall. Eventually, his eyes went back to the table next to him, covered with maps and scattered letters and reports. 3 loosely rolled drawings lay among the jumble. He took one up reluctantly. It did not matter which. All depicted the same scene, though by different hands. Niall's skin was as thin as scraped parchment, drawn tight by age over a body that seemed all bone and sinew, but there was nothing of frailty about him. No man held Niall's office before his hair was white, nor did any man softer than the stones of the Dome of Truth. Still, he was suddenly aware of the tendon-ridged back of the hand holding the drawing, aware of the need for haste. Time was growing short. His time was growing short. It had to be enough. He had to make it enough. He made himself unroll the thick parchment halfway, just enough to see the face that interested him. The chalks were a little smudged from travel and saddlebags, but the face was clear. A gray-eyed youth with reddish hair. He looked tall, but it was hard to say for certain. Aside from the hair and the eyes, he could have been set down in any town without exciting comment.
This boy has proclaimed himself the Dragon Reborn, Niall muttered.
The Dragon. The name made him feel the chills of winter and age. The name borne by Luz Theron Telamon, when he doomed every man who could channel the One Power, then or ever after, to insanity and death, himself among them. It was more than 3,000 years since Aes Sedai Pride and the War of the Shadow had brought an end to the Age of Legends. 3,000 years, but prophecy and legend help men remember. The heart of it, at least, if the details were gone. Luz Theron Kinslayer, the man who had begun the breaking of the world, when madmen who could tap the power that drove the universe leveled mountains and sank ancient lands beneath the seas, when the whole face of the earth had been changed, and all who survived fled like beasts before a wildfire. It had not ended until the last male Aes Sedai lay dead, and a scattered human race could begin trying to rebuild from the rubble, where even rubble remained. It was burned into memory by the stories mothers told children, and prophecy said the dragon would be born again. Niall had not really meant it for a question, but Beyer took it for one.
Yes, my lord captain commander, he has. It is a worse madness than any false dragon I've ever heard of. Thousands have declared for him already. Taraban and Ara-Doman are in civil war, as well as at war with each other. There is fighting all across Almuth Plain and Toman Head, Tarabonner against Domani, against Dark Friends, crying for the dragon.
Or there was fighting until winter chilled most of it. I've never seen it spread so quickly, my lord, Captain Commander.